expecting the word of God. Afternoon. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven in expectation of God's word to us this afternoon? First and foremost, let's appreciate Him for the privilege to hear His word. We are here to be refreshed. We are here to be renewed. We are here to know better. In order to do better, appreciate the Lord for this opportunity. You are not in this class for fun. You are here for new fire. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord. So far, He has helped all of us in our various capacity, and He will help us again. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the apostles have therefore received the help from above. I continue to this day. Because it's not the starter that matter, but the finisher. I continue. He said, I receive help. Others must have slid back. But I receive help. Lord, send your help through your word to me to continue. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Send your word through your word to me. Send your help through your word to me this afternoon. Lord, send your word to me this afternoon. Kalida Boshia Kalada Bada. Everyone here need help to continue. Lord, send your word to me today. Send your word to me now. I want to make it to the end with zeal and zest, pursuing the demand of stewardship. I want to make it to the end. Therefore, send your help to me via your word. Today, now. Kerabashia kalamboro borazi akladaba. Yekero ablambina zingele donglabodi boshia labara. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Everyone here will receive a touch of empowerment. Amen. For continuity. Amen. And for greater productivity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. After this prophetic feast, a new you in your various positions will emerge. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Shall we put our hands together for the Lord and please be seated. I count it a great privilege to be asked by the leadership to bring a word to us now. But by way of introduction, Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 29. What is not updated will be outdated. You won't be an outdated worker. You won't be an outdated servant of God. And from low-graded to high-graded performance, there's a demand for power. One thing that empowerment does is that it makes your level to change. This is Leadership Empowerment Summit. You are there doing one thing or the other, and you are there in one position or the other, within power. Look at the word from that Isaiah 40 verse 29. Isaiah 40 verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. No one here will faint. And in case you are already fainting, you will soon jack up. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. And no strength, no exploit. Even the youth, that is the symbol of excellency of strength, shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. That is, we don't have that kind of strength to trust. Otherwise, we'll be disappointed. But look at verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? So we are here to renew our strength. We are here to renew our strength. And only what is new make news. And they shall mount up with wings as eagle. The eagle is the best in terms of strength and performance. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall roar and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. No more fainting for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many have trusted in what they can do, and you see them falling flat in the assignment. Yes, if it is that one, leave me to it. And they were left to it. Even God left them to it. God will not leave you to it. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the best source of our empowerment is the word. Is what? The word. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful. It's whatever is powerful that can empower you. And the word of God is God himself. Whenever God wants to empower a man, he sends the right word to him. He sends light to him. To prepare him to the next level. That's what we are having this afternoon. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be taking us on the subject matter of loyalty and followership. Loyalty and followership. And I know the word also, cure. There is cure in the word. There is cure in the word. If there be anyone here just dragging, just drifting along, not actually following, there shall be healing this afternoon. Loyalty. Disloyalty will be purged out of anyone here. And if you have been loyal, it's always in level. Everything, every virtue is in level. You are in a level now, there's the next level. The next level of loyalty and followership. That's where you are going from here. The best of us is yet to come. Thank God for the good. Thank God for the better. But the best is yet to come. Always tell yourself, my best is yet to come. You are yet to deliver the best in that assignment. And the Lord God will make that to happen as we go through his word. Loyalty and followership go hand in hand. You can't separate them. A disloyal man, even though he's jumping up and down, is not following. Everybody will be clapping for him, but God will be wondering, who put this one in this place? Disturbing my work. He's disturbing the work. He's not increasing anything. He's not blessing anything. Even the people under here, I wonder, when will they change this man? When will they change this man? They don't know him. When will they change this man? When will they change this head of unit? God will not substitute you for a better person. One of the things we should know is that there are better people than us. So we must keep moving. And keep working. And always tell ourselves that we have not done enough. The best in us is yet to come out. Is yet to manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loyalty and followership go hand in hand. The lawyer is the follower. The lawyer man, the lawyer pastor is the following pastor. Every leader today must have been a follower yesterday. So a follower today will end up as the leader tomorrow. There's no one you see in front now that have not been following. And there's no one who will stay in that front who will not keep following. Keep following. Keep following. Keep following. How? Following her. My soul, follow hard after thee. Following her. Following when convenient. Following when not convenient. It is loyalty that defines the quality and the limit of our fellowship. The quality. The quality. Not the jumping up and down. A lot of religious people in church, including our church, you know, religious, following the form and the format. Okay, as pastoral assistant is what we are supposed to do, and you are just doing it. But you are not there. Your heart is departed. You are not there. And you know, and God knows also, that you are not there. If you are there, you are there. If you are following, you will know that you are following. So that people should know that I'm following. No. You will know first. If you are a lawyer, you will know. You will know. You don't need anybody's commendation or accreditation to know. You know. You know. You know. Your heart and the Spirit of God inside of you give you a witness. You know. You know. Let's examine some biblical attributes of loyalty. Loyalty is what you do, not what you say. We see the example of Peter. Peter said it, but he acted it also. Hey, everybody may depart from you, Jesus. You can trust in me. The only correction of Peter, he was trusting in the arm of the flesh, which failed him. Some people say Peter followed afar off. Okay, where are the other apostles? Whether afar off or near off, they have fled. They are somewhere else. Eh? They have somewhere in their house, somewhere we are with their wife. Some say, well, I didn't know this is how this thing will end. I would not have started at all. I would not have left my job. Some are busy complaining somewhere. But Peter, in Matthew 26, 33 to 35, and Peter said, everybody may go. I did here. I'm here. I'm here. As we follow, let's not trust in the hands of flesh, because that will fail us. Let's trust in God. Those who trust in God will be like Mount Zion, Psalm 125, that cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are at Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, even now and forevermore. You trust in God. Before, it's not your work, it's God's work. It's a spiritual stewardship. It's not a secular calling. It's spiritual. And whatever is spiritual need the help of the Spirit for it to be delivered. And then if you check from verse 36 to 75, we saw what happened. But you will also see that at the end of it, even when Peter could not make it as he thought, could not perform as he thought, he was the conscience pricking, and he remembered the word of the Lord Jesus, how he said, hey, before the cock crow today, you will deny me three times. And he wept. He wept. That's a follower indeed. For making that blunder, for making that error, he wept. That is one major attribute. It's in what you do, not what you say. Loyalty is in your heart, not in your look. Every one of us look alike. Welcome, sir. Thank you, sir. It's a privilege, sir. It's not in what we say. Loyalty is from here, from inside, not in your look. They look pious, look loyal, look following. You may not be following. Psalm 78, verse 8, is in the heart. It says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it proceed the issue of life. Proverbs 4:23. Guard the heart. Guard what is going on in your heart. And you see, God does not look as man look. Doesn't look on faces. He looks at the heart. Man look at outward appearance. But God look at the heart, at the heart, at the heart. And number three attribute, loyalty often demands sacrifice. Second Chronicle, chapter 11, 13 to 16, demands sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Extraordinary performance. What is sacrifice? Going beyond your best. I've tried my best. Even God knows. There is another level. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Going beyond your best. Going beyond your convenience. Fainting, yet fighting. Fainting, yet moving. You thought about it. He said, the way I'm feeling, I feel like not going. I need rest. But a sacrificial steward said, well, God is my strength. He will renew me as I go. I must be there. That's how to lead. I must be there. I must be there. Because, you see, the excuse you permit today is going to lead to a higher excuse tomorrow. Excuse today, excuse tomorrow, after some time, absence. And where you excuse yourself, then you accuse yourself of going down. It's much more. Disloyalty will be punished. We see nations that were not following God handle them, as in Obadiah 1, verses 4 to 14. Disloyalty will be punished. Whether of God's, by God's instruction, of God's judgment, is punishable. When something begins to happen, people don't give us detail. But God knows the detail. Disloyalty will be punished. Before we are punished, may we be polished. That's how God is doing this polishing. God doesn't just strike or allow anyone to be punished without giving him a long rope to pull. It will be punished. No matter in the area for which you are disloyal, punishment is ahead. May none of us face the punishment or taste at all the punishment of disloyalty. Let's say a louder amen to that. There are levels of loyalty. The first is to God, the one who called us unto this work. No one here should think, oh, I'm serving Bishop David Oedipo. No. He said, for you serve the Lord Jesus. In Colossians 3, from verse 21 to 22, thereabout. For you serve who? The Lord Jesus. Servant obey in all things your master according to the flesh. Let's go back to that scripture. Servants obey in all things. How many things? Your master according to the flesh. Not with eye service as men pleasure, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it what? Heartily. As to the law, and not unto men. And verse 24, knowing that of the law you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve who? The Lord Christ. That must make us to fear. Whose church is this? It's Jesus' church. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's why God's servant said, it doesn't come out of my mouth. It's too much for me to say, my church. That's a church of fear. Where the leader says, it's not my church. It's not. If you think it's my own, you lack understanding. It's not. So, directly, we are accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can't please Christ without being commended by your master according to flesh. Are you hearing me? But if you think you are pleasing the leader over you, the house fellowship leader, the head of unit, you are deceiving yourself. No, it's beyond that. Our ultimate loyalty is to God. And the next is your calling. Let's also put that calling, your assignment. Your assignment. Don't say, I'm not sure I'm called for this thing over there. No. You are chosen. You are assigned. You are assigned. And then the next level is loyalty to the commission and our leadership. You see levels? Loyalty to the commission and to our leadership. Because God's method is men. There's nothing God wants to do on the heart. He uses one man to take the lead. And the leader now begins to influence others to follow until the purpose of God for that assignment is delivered. What then is followership? What is followership? I'm sure we have understanding about loyalty. But what is followership? A follower is a person who accepts the leadership of another wholeheartedly. Elijah. Elijah leading. Elisha following. Wholeheartedly. 2 Kings 2, 1 to 15, we know that account. A follower is a person who accepts the leadership of another wholeheartedly. And let's not deceive ourselves. The moment you don't believe in the leadership of this commission, you are even permitted to go to somewhere else. You can go and open your own church, as some are doing. Don't deceive yourself. Don't waste your time. Because it will influence everything you do. And it will influence whatever benefit God you get from what you are doing. Your followership gives you access into the spirit of the one you follow. You won't have any reflection of the person you claim to follow if truly you are not following. You can assess the spirit of the one you follow. Numbers 27, verse 15 to 20. And Moses, God told Moses, I will come down, take the spirit that is on you, put him on the man that is following you. Why Joshua was called a young man? There are elders. There are people who have been there before him. But the spirit of the leadership can be found in Joshua. The man who has the spirit. He said, but I know he follow you with the spirit, but I will now come down and robe him with power for leadership. So, followership. A follower is a person who accepts the leadership. Not partially, not religiously, but wholeheartedly. Not with reservation. I have my reservation. Then you are not a follower. That's not wholehearted confession. I know what I follow. Don't just follow everything. What are the levels of followership? The followership of God, just like we talk about the level of loyalty, God first. That's the principle. That's the arrangement. God, number one. God first. The followership of God. Ephesians 5:1. The followership of God. Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as their children. That's what the apostle. Because he knows that the man who follow God will follow him. It's automatic. You can't claim that you are following a leader when you are yet to follow God. When you are yet to follow God. And the second level, that's followership of God, number one, priority. And number two, the followership of leadership of the commission. Leadership of the commission. That's the next. There's a leader over this commission. And you say, you can also say you are following the leadership of this commission when you are not following your immediate leadership where you are functioning. Are you hearing me? That's how it goes. Because where you are functioning is a subset of the overall leadership. Followership of leadership of this great commission. God has given us a leader, the apostle, over this commission. But you see, you can't claim to follow him when the assignment given you, the subset, you are not following the leader there. Now, the leader in your union, the leader in your house fellowship is put there by the leadership of this commission. So if you are giving him trouble, you are disobeying him, he can perform excellently well. So, what you will do to God's servant if you see him is what you do to your immediate boss, immediate leader, where you are found. And the third level of followership is followership of the fisher. Followership of the fisher. Hebrews 6:12. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Follow the fisher. Follow the fisher. The leadership is the fisher now. Now, follow the fisher. That means whatever phase of the fisher we are pursuing, you follow suit. And let me tell you this. You may not understand some phases. You may not understand everything about the fisher. But just follow. You will understand after. Jesus told the disciple, he has stopped here. I'm telling you, the way you are looking, you don't seem so to get it. But you will get it after. When God's servant declares something in the early days, what saying is this? But I know he's a man of God, and I know God called him. So let's follow. Others left. I stay. Let's follow. This is a man of God. This man is true. This man is going somewhere. This one has a definition of his assignment. And he has seen further. I want to follow the leader that has light. That have a definition of the destination. Because you follow somebody who is going to the gutter. Then you will jump there together. And whatever you see there, thank God we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we have chosen to follow the fisher. We chose to follow the fisher. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the transition which you have been taught, whether by the word or our epistle. Follow the tradition. Follow the tradition. We are not talking of tradition of the elder. We are talking of the tradition of the system, of the kingdom. Tradition. The example, as small as it looks, punctuality is our tradition. It's not because we are many now, that's when we now start service. It has been from the beginning. If the service is 6 p.m., even if it is the month, The man that is opening rare, if he's the only one who is there, he will start. Father, we thank you for tonight's service. We thank you because your presence is here. We thank you because your people are coming on the way. We thank you. You're now wondering, okay, what is he leading? And he will stay where he's supposed to stay until you begin to see them in trickles. We don't wait. It's a tradition. But it has distinguished us. It has done what? It has what brought us to where we are. And if you check it very well, this church is for everyone. But you see that we attract a lot of elite. That tradition. Your people have many things to do. You say the service is 7 a.m. 7:30. Sir, when are we starting? Say, we are still waiting for some people to come. He will shake his head. Say, I don't think I have time for this. Next time he's coming, he said, that man, that church, they won't have started now. So he joined the late comer. To come late and later and later. Why? That's what you taught him. By the tradition. So that's why we are careful. We know that whatever we do today has a lot to tell about our future. So you perceive you are going to be late. You see the people from the early days, you see them running with their Bible. You'll be wondering, where are they? Where is these people running to? They are running because they know the church won't wait for you. All the program as highlighted will be followed. You know, when we are doing wedding, do you wait? You wait, well, that's all. So they want them, the committee want them. Very, very, we say it unto you. If you partake of this, make sure you are on time. Very good tradition. Very good tradition. Now, we have to be guided to successful followership. What are the things you must know to follow successfully? Followership is not always easy. But you see, if you are guided, you will follow naturally without feeling it that you are following. It will just flow. Followership from your heart will just be there. Guide to successful followership. Number one, believe in your leader. Second Chronicle 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe also in his prophet. So shall you prosper. Believe. You see, we are faith packaged. The just shall live by faith. What you don't believe, you can't receive. And what you cannot receive, you are not empowered to become. Number two, engage in soul tie with your leader. As your soul liveth. That's what Elisha said. I'm not, he said, depart, go back. He said, no way. As your soul liveth, I'm here. And we saw what becomes of him. He got what he was pursuing. Double portion of your anointing. 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 to 9. Engage in soul tie, not face tie. From your inside. Life is in the spirit, is life from within that reflects without. It's from here. Otherwise, it will be fake and it will be religious. Soul tie. Number 3. Observe your leader carefully. What's observation? See how he does his things. See what he does. And the way he does it. Observation. Many are not observant. They just do what they think they should do. Is that how your leader does it? As a young pastor in Ibadan in 94, I'm just from my accounting background. I've not been a full-time. I've not pastored on that full-time basis. But one thing I do is to ask myself, if God's servant is here, how will he handle this? And from what I have observed of him, I just go and do it. Are you hearing me? And then, within about 1 year, the newspaper began to carry my story. Pastor Thomas Aremu from accounting to pulpit. Begin to share, I don't know them. Why? I was doing what I've seen. And just like my leader has results, I begin to generate results. What will he do here? What will he do here? That's what I'm doing. You may not have a package. You may not have guideline. But what will your leader do? Which you have observed in that situation? Just go and do it. You won't fail. In the name of Jesus Christ. And number four, honor and celebrate them openly. Some people say, you see, the way we talk is like we are worshiping man. That's grammar. If you are there, won't you like it? Will you like to be commended or to be appreciated or to be celebrated or to be condemned? Which one? So what will make happen for people ahead of you is what others will make happen for you when it will soon be your turn. Matthew 10:41. He that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. The more you honor and celebrate your leader openly, the more you are rewarded with the grace upon him. If you just be reflective, you won't need to fast and pray, "Well, Lord, the grace of Bishop Oyedepo, let it come upon me now. Let it come upon me now." No. Just honor and celebrate him. There will be a flow. There will be a connection. And there will be a manifestation. And number five, avoid looking for fault in your leaders. Don't be a fault finder. Be a fault mender. Why did he do it this way? Fill the gap for your leaders. Stand in for him. Defend him where you think he has faults. Something is missing. Avoid looking for fault. What you look for is what you find. If you are not looking for fault, you won't find it. Even when he made an error, you will excuse it. I'm sure that's not what he meant. I'm sure. You'll be defending your leader. So people say it's not true. No. Don't look for fault. After all, you are not the one who put him there. So what's your problem? And finally, don't speak evil of your leader. Don't speak evil. At the end of time, one of the signs of the end is people will be speaking evil of dignitary. People at the top, people in the helm of affair, they'll be speaking evil. It's part of the end time. And that's what will lead many to hell. They won't be able to catch up with the flight when rapture comes. They are weighed down by bitterness, by anger. Why are we doing that? Why not that one? For what? What's your problem? In case you see anything that needs improvement in your leader, what are you to do? It is knee work. Knee work. Why are we not doing this one? Pray. Just pray. Suddenly you see your leader coming out. I think we miss it in this one. From now, let's do it this way. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You have not gone to tell your leader that this and this and that. But, you see, all the responsibility of the Holy Spirit can be made brought to manifestation in prayers. In prayers. In fact, the only way to prove that you love your leader is to pray for him. Just keep praying for him. And you see God's servant telling us, it's not your offering I need. But pray for me. That is the greatest offering. Because you know, if you pray, the Holy Ghost will be manifestation. It will be under the intimation of the Holy Spirit 24/7. And things will be going forward as ordained of God. And then the perfection you think you are looking for, you also see it in that area. Say amen to that. Say a loud amen to that. I'm sure something has dropped on this subject matter of loyalty and followership. Don't live a life of, I don't have anything. My own, I'm just following God. I'm not convinced. I am me. You don't have anyone you are following, you will fall and fail. There's always someone to follow. Somebody must be in your front whom you accredit as knowing better than you, as having what you don't have, who can teach you, who can correct you. Are you hearing me? But the moment you are so independent, I'm on my own, I know what I'm doing, I'm not convinced. When you fall, you will also fall on alone. He said, woe to him that is alone. Alone from the inside. Alone in the assignment. He said, because when he falls, he has no one. Not that they are not available, but he's not connected to raise him up. May we not fall from this grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Forever. God will always show us who to follow. And as long as we are in this great commission, we follow the God of this commission, we follow the leadership of this commission, we follow men and women that is placed over us in our various departments and sections. And as we do that, the moment this commission is moving to the next level, you will not be left behind. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you see this topic, loyalty and followership is a major pillar for reflection of the grace and the glory upon this commission. May you not just be counting years with us here. May you be counting the blessing. The impact of this commission will be reflective on you, on your seed, and on your generation. Stand on your feet. Begin to give thanks to God for hearing this word. He said, blessed are your ears because they hear these things. It's a privilege to hear this word for correction, for training in righteousness, that we might be furnished unto every good work. You know, we don't pray choir prayer here. Lift up your voice. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Giving thanks for the privilege to hear this word. 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 We have heard it for admonition, for exhortation, for correction, for training. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the privilege to hear this word. In this prophetic feast, in the name of Jesus Christ, there's the next level in loyalty and followership. Father, by this prophetic feast, help me to get to the next level. My loyalty to you, unto this great commission. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Help me to go to the next level of followership. The best of me in loyalty is here to come. Thank you for how far you have brought me. The best is yet to come, so I still trust you. I look unto you for correction, for perfection, to know better, to be more loyal and be stable in loyalty, to embrace followership according to your will. Let this prophetic feast take me to the next level. Next level. Next level. Next level. Because as we behold you via your word, we are changed from glory to glory even by the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Disloyalized loyalty is turning to loyalty. Low ebb of loyalty is turning to high frequency loyalty. So also followership. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout to most believing amen. Put your hands together for the Lord as we welcome God's servant.